This recording, Hellas 1, Greece 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was a no choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Greece. I am the youngest of three in the family of three children, and I was born in a town called Pyrgos, which is in the Peloponnese, close to Olympia, and then at the age of 18, I went to the university in Thessaloniki, the second biggest city in Greece, where I did my first degree. After that, I went to Scotland, where I did my master's degree at the University of Edinburgh, and then I returned to Greece. I did my military service, and then I left Greece again, and I went to the University of Birmingham, starting my MPhil, which I upgraded to a PhD, and I'm here in Kansas on an exchange program from that university. In Greece, it is compulsory for students to speak two foreign languages. One of them is English, so that's how I had to learn English, if this answers the question. And I started learning English at the age of 7 or 8, I can't remember. But let me finish with that. It's something very short. One line. Αύριο θα είναι όλα παρελθόν. Which is a line stolen from a very famous American novel.